1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. The WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. 8:21 this morning, it's our monthly segment with the Greenwich Boy Scouts. As always, board member Louisa Green joins me, and Louisa will be joined by Greenwich Council Scout Executive Kevin O'Shea. WGCH News Center Time 7:51. First Thursday of each month, we check in with State Representative Rachel Khanna of Greenwich. Monthly legislative update. Good morning, Representative Khanna. How are you? Good
morning, Tony. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. We've got less than a week to go before the end of the session. Tell us about some of the things that are happening, including the adoption of nursing and social worker compacts. What's happening?
Yeah, so just about six more session days to go, but who's counting? It's been really busy, but we're plowing through a lot of bills, and two of the bills that I wanted to talk about are the adoption of nursing and social worker licensure compacts. I'm not sure if your listeners are aware. I certainly wasn't. The ability that we all have to drive across state lines is governed by what's known as a driver's license compact. And so compacts are agreements between states that allow workers who are licensed in one state or people who are licensed in one state to work in other states or in the participating states, even if they don't have a separate license to work in other states. So we voted to adopt two different compacts, one for social workers and the other for nurses. And now licensed nurses from one participating state can work in any of the 41 participating jurisdictions that are part of the nursing compact. And similarly, for social workers, the social worker compact is being considered in 20 states. And as you know, we have critical shortages in a lot of fields, including nursing and social work. Those are usually at the top of the list. And so joining these compacts is, I think, going to go a long way toward addressing our urgent need for nurses and social workers and also improving our state's economic growth. I also want to highlight another important bill we passed this week, which was House Bill 5003. It was one of the House priority bills. In Connecticut, one in eight children suffer from hunger, and about 380,000 residents are food insecure. But participation rates in federal nutrition programs like WIC or SNAP are well below the national average. So the bill, ensures that we leverage all available programs and resources to ensure that we can prevent chronic disease and promote lifelong health and ensure that children and families have the nutrition they need to thrive physically, mentally, emotionally. And I'm not sure if you know, but in a previous life, I was a chef and a cookbook author, and I had an organic dinner delivery service. And so I know firsthand the consequences that proper nutrition has on lifelong health and productivity and cognitive development. So I was thrilled to see that this bill passed. Yesterday, we passed House Bill 5004, another House priority bill, which is a big climate bill. And there are a lot of incentives for businesses and municipalities that engage in clean economy sectors and environmentally sustainable projects. Plans for transitioning to a clean economy, workforce training, long-term policy implementation. So I think there's a lot of important measures in there that are going to help the state and our community because, we're a coastal community And so we, see a lot of the effects of climate change with, increasing storms, rising sea levels, things like that. And so I think that's another important bill that hopefully will be voted on favorably in the Senate and then signed by the governor.
All right. Getting back to the nursing and social worker compacts, I guess the most important thing maybe is New York part of this compact, because it doesn't matter if Nevada is, nobody's going to work out there from here or from there to here, right? So is New York part of this? So there's that right across the nearest border.
I believe that New York is part of the nursing compact. And yes, but we also actually, to your point, we also voted on a bill that would, expand the telehealth measures that were implemented in response to COVID, and so extend some of those. So that is also at play. And so, people who were using telehealth can, for certain, for certain treatments are going to be able to continue that. I think it's through June 2027, but I'd have to double check, and I'm happy to do so if anybody wants to call me and get more details on that.
Okay. So you're going to come in sometime to do a little cooking for us instead of a segment on first Thursday of the month, or what? Huh?
I'd be happy to.
Okay.
Yeah, now, not much cooking going on these days. I spent a lot of time in the car.
Yeah.
Or in the chamber.
Exactly. All right. So, with less than a week to go, your thoughts about the session? Has it been a good one so far, or is that to be determined depending on what gets passed and signed by the governor?
I think we had a lot of really great House priority bills, and hopefully they'll all, all the House bills will be voted on in the Senate and approved and then go to the governor. I mean, I hope that they'll all pass them. I know that sometimes time is a big factor, and we don't know we don't know what happens, but I think all in all, it has been a good session, and I think there will be a lot of good things happening as a result.
All right. Say, Representative Rachel Khanna, always good to talk to you. Thanks for your time. We'll talk again next
Likewise.
Month.
Likewise.
More
Thank
recap.
You so much, Tony.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. State Representative Rachel Khanna joins me on the...